Now it should work.
There we are.
Is that it? Are we live?
That was it. Yep, we're live.
Okay.
Live. L-I-V-E, live. Live.
I hear repeats.
Nope. Okay, turn it down.
Okay. Whew. Now, after all of that bullshit.
Goddamn technology.
Oh, it's the bestest. It is the bestest. Okay, let's go here. I'm not going to be able to watch the screens tonight because of what I'm here doing, but I will access it on my phone to the best of my ability, and yada yada. I don't need to learn more. Go away thing. Okay, so here we are. This is something we have been prepping for in our off time. If you've been paying attention to the other channel I do, we've been testing online streams, and the reason specifically was to see if it was possible to do this show here live. So there will be certain episodes that we can get out quickly, edit them in real time, and just be done with them, and it'll allow us to kick out content a little quicker. The idea will be that from now on, unless otherwise specified, the episodes will be taking place at about 10 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, every other Saturday. And we'll kick out two, if not three episodes, if we have the ability. This is episode 185 of the Sentai Review. We are live. Redwood Bill, William Bush.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
And then
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to fandomnight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay. Because we're going to do this, and I need to know if it's going to work, I got us a folder.
Uh-oh.
Of stuff.
No, your folders are bad.
I don't know what the folder 100% is. It is a collection of Sentai shit over every single thing that we have done, and some stuff that is, like, random, like anything from cool images, dumb images, funny images, awesome images, stuff.
And poop, because I don't have a fucking calculator right now, so hopefully there's no calculations that need done.
This will not be a thing that requires such a thing.
Good. Fucking damn it.
Now, when this goes, from now on, there will be a chat room. From now on, fans will be able to interact in real time and be like, these bitches don't know shit.
We're not supposed to.
So let's get rid of this real quick. And we'll go to the other one. There it is. That's the very beginning of this stuff folder. Stuff.
The Iron On Shirt, Minecraft Zord Rangers.
And we will just do the same way that this show has always worked. It will be a bunch of next and yada yada, and we'll figure it out as we go. This is going to be a learning process to get the fans involved and everything like that. But as we go live, this show will get better and better and better. I honestly believe that. I think this is the way to go. It's the way a lot of different shows like this have went. And we don't have to change our show at all to do this, because we pretty much record uncensored live anyway.
Right.
So we're not losing anything.
No need to worry about... Yeah, exactly. No need to worry about YouTube's algorithms, where if you say fuck 87 times, they're going to demonetize your ass, because we make no fucking money.
It's true. We're broke as shit over here. So
tell me the fuck about it.
We just talked about this guy's fuck these guys fucking blocky zords, and we've talked about them before, and that's exactly what I mean by this folder. So we're just gonna go ahead and next here.
Oh good, I didn't have to say it.
Yes, you didn't have to say it this time.
Oh, the DVD sets and things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that had to have been some random shot. My guess is I was about to go out and go shopping, and I needed to know where I was in the Ranger series that I was buying at this time, because there's a lot more on the shelf now. Like a hell of a lot more.
But Bill, Predator is not a part of Power Rangers.
It most certainly isn't.
Well, neither is A&E, so.
Yeah, A&E something, yeah.
A&E, what the shit?
Yeah, on the far end of Power Rangers, there's something from A&E.
Poltergeist, maybe?
Well, we don't know that Predator is not part of the Sentai universe. It could.
Yes, I do. There's no transformation other than he takes off a helmet and you're one ugly-looking motherfucker.
Well, to be fair, the Megazords can change out one part and it's a different form, so... So technically,
next.
He changed. He's part of the Sentai.
Conversation needs next. Oh, God.
Is that next enough for you, buddy?
Yep.
Oh, ride shit. That pole.
Oh, my God. She's so ridiculous.
Awesome. Yeah.
Dude, nothing. You know, she's ridiculous, but what in the hell is going on? Is he a present? Like, is it his birthday?
He is a present to Concession Bot.
I would guess that his jaw got broke or tooth got loose or something, and it's like bandaged up around to keep it in place. But that'd just be my guessing, so.
Dude, I have no fucking clue. Right. You know what? I've seen a good portion of this too, and I don't remember this.
Well,
it's probably one of those filler parts, like just to kind of pad the time that you always forget about.
They don't know.
Do that in shows way too often.
I'll admit, I saw 30 episodes at somewhat random. They weren't like necessarily in order. Like I watched like the first five, missed one or two, watched the, who knows, maybe it was something like that. Regardless, moving on. Next. Oh, that's fucking sweet.
There it is.
I don't know about adding people to the stream. See, this show, this is another thing too. This show will not change. We will still be filming live in the studio with everybody in this room. This is one of the only ones that's going to be like this, where we had no choice but to use Google Hangouts. After this, it won't be like this. It'll be a live show where it still is run the exact same way that we have always run it. Pictures will come up, we will say next, we will make jokes, and yada, yada, yada. In fact, I think we've already got the next robot ready to go, if I'm not mistaken, because
the next one will be kind of a two-in-one, and then we'll have the last one.
Yeah, yeah, because we are right at the end. We are about to finish the robots, so our first major live thing will probably be just running those robots and being done.
Right.
Next. Oh, there you go, Seth. There you go. Though, you did get over these guys pretty quick when they were explained to you.
You need 13 mofos to beat one mofo?
Yeah, and then considering the fact that Q-Ranger is one of my favorites now after watching everything, so don't get me wrong, when we get to their robos next time around, I will have a bit of a bias to them. But at least I understood after they explained it for this group. And then after watching, like I said, Q-Danger, I understand why they have this many motherfuckers. It's like, okay, it makes some sense. Okay, it's still dumb, but it makes sense.
Common Boy is asking, are we going to put up recorded versions? Yes, this is still going. After we're done live, it'll take about an hour and YouTube will put this up. And we're not deleting any of these. We'll probably download the episode ourselves, cut the audio for the RSS feed so that everybody gets that. And the only
send it to me and I'll update it. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that's really going to change is that this show will go up live. And then there will, of course, be the episode that you can watch at any time, because we're not going to lose episodes. We plan to keep our archive solid here. I don't think we've lost even one episode since we've done this. If you go back, you can go all the way back to even the legacy of gaming shit on this channel, and you could even watch that. So we're not losing anything like that.
Yeah, that's true. I think there's only been like 3 episodes that got lost. One of them is because I cut it, decided it sounded like shit, and didn't do it for the what's up. And then there were like 2 episodes where there was major infighting, and we were like, you know what? Just that episode's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's about it. Yeah, so we're really not trying. If we go live and it somehow affects the show, we'll go right back to what we're doing. This, I just want a chance to see if it's possible. It will cut down on some of the editing time. It'll help bring the fans in. I really think this will be a good idea. But if it doesn't work, fuck it.
Like, right.
Real quick. Next.
Yeah, and the only thing that we need to sit down and decide is who gets to stay with the chat while everybody else goes out and smokes and pisses and whatever during the live episodes.
I guess that's part of the morphine, part of Time Force.
Yeah, that's very much what it is. And in fact, these are all pictures from stuff we've done, and then other stuff is thrown in, and this is very much when we reviewed the suits for Time Force. Next. There we go. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yep. Oh my gosh.
I don't know why, but there's a delay on my end.
No, it wasn't a delay on your end. That was a delay on the program that I'm using. That was not you. I hit the button, and then I was like, what the shit is happening? And it took that long for it to do something.
Banana sword.
Right.
Sword.
Right.
Dude, you know, yeah, we did make that fucking joke, banana sword.
Yeah.
It is sad to me that I can look at this dude now after all this time, and I can actually say we have somehow seen worse than this.
Yep.
Here he's calling it cardboard box Megazord, and yet, you know what? I would get that over some of the other shit we've seen.
Right.
He's pretty radical.
Wow. Wow. Did you drop a radical?
Damn right.
Well, at least he didn't drop a certified turtified.
It's true.
I'm not a turtle.
Ugh, fucking turtles.
Next!
Yes. Oh, yeah! Look at his head! His head is the best head!
Oh, yeah.
Scott!
All your shit from the old apartment.
Scott, fuck him.
Fuck
right.
me.
Fuck him. Man.
I like it.
That's from the old apartment when I was doing the show. Mm-hmm. You can see the shelves behind me and everything.
Yep.
Shit. Next. Let's go, me. Okay, yeah. Because the alternate universe thing, one of them, isn't it something like there's ones that have like teeth and no, because I'm looking at very, very set copies right now.
Yeah, it looks like copies, not alternate.
I remember there being something about – this was explained to us, but we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's if memory serves, the actual Sentai was that there was 2 different versions. There were the ones with teeth and the ones without teeth. And the ones without teeth ended up coming from like an alternate version. But this is – somebody read the Naruto scroll and Kage Nobushi no Jutsu. Yeah.
Next. Yes, that's that move he will use one time.
Yep, Dragon Ball Z logic.
Yep, it did not kill the He'll never do it again. Okay, let's
get
go.
There. Next.
Oh, shit. Dude, I remember that. Now, in the very corner, I was I was just starting to buy Rangers again, is what this was. I had a whole bunch of them, and then I lost a whole bunch of them. Like, just in terms of growing up, I lost some. And then there was a house flood, and I lost a whole bunch of toys, like a whole bunch of toys.
I've heard that the Zed one is still difficult to find from this new Lightning collection.
Yes, he is. In fact, I can't find him. I still have this Zed from this collection, and okay, here's the thing. I like that new Zed a lot more. But I will say I'm still disappointed. I don't think we've had even one Zed toy that has had a proper staff. That thing should touch the floor and still go a little bit taller than his head. Like, It's always really, it always seems small and sad. Next. Oh my gosh. There you go.
That looks like a sad Megazord.
Oh, the original Megazord toys are kind of sad. Like, they don't move well. Their arms are kind of screwed up. The sword is like super cheap plastic.
Yep.
Yeah, they were not the greatest. They were cool. They were cool, but like, ugh.
And didn't you lose the shield like two or three times?
Yeah. Yeah, very easy. I kept losing it, and then I would find it, and then, like, he sits on the shelf behind me now, and he's fine, but, like, yeah, he's always a pain in the ass, and I really wish that I had a chance to get that better Megazord, but that's just, money is a thing.
Yep.
Next. Oh, there, yeah, there's the, yeah, that's moved. Next.
Yep.
No shit. There's that joke we didn't make that I can't believe.
Umbrella missed. Rangers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We called them Peppermint Rangers and everything. Nobody thought during the show to call them Umbrella Corps Rangers.
Yep, it wasn't until me in the comments way later, because I had to help my girlfriend at the time do a yard sale. So I watched the episode later, and I was like, that's the fucking Umbrella Corps Rangers. And everybody's like, motherfuck.
Motherfuck. The fucking green guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's like he's like tripping.
Now for us, the green guy is, he just like, he can fly helicopters. Isn't that right? Isn't that who gets that?
Isn't the green supposed to be a Western cowboy in the,
yep.
In our version? Okay.
Yeah, he wears a cowboy hat.
Yeah, in our version, which we're coming up on, we got like one series and then we'll be here.
Yep.
In our version, the yellow is like a rescue person, and they show her climbing rocks. That's how they get that. The pink is like an EMT or whatever, right? Then the red is a firefighter. Mm-hmm. The blue, I don't remember. And then the green guy was like a pilot or something.
Yeah, the pink ranger is the daughter of the guy running the base.
Right, but specifically she's brought on in our show because she's medical.
Yeah, she has a medical background.
Yeah.
And then he has a son. No, that'll be the first American ranger.
Yeah, the...
Titanium.
Yeah, they call him the Titanium, and he's only in so many episodes. And,
he's the very first American-made Ranger.
Yeah, and that it was kind of like it gave us a chance to prove that we could do it, but I don't. Okay, here's the thing: until I have a chance to go back through this and do what I've been doing with the series, because there's one thing to remember it from my past and bring all that nostalgia. And things like that. There's another thing to actually analyze the actual episodes, and that can really change the way you see these shows.
Yep.
Next.
What the? Did you open a GIF?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Yeah. There it goes. Now it's moving.
I call on the power of Pyramidas.
Dude, you gotta love that. That's right. Call upon mine pyramid.
As long as it ain't the... It's fucking
call upon thine dick.
Dude, I don't give a shit. Gold Ranger was cool, and his pyramid was awesome, damn it.
Listen, man, it's fine, dude. Everybody's wrong occasionally.
Oh, but see, I'm not.
Green Ranger, whoop his fucking ass.
Oh, fucking please. I'll run over the Dragon Zord.
I'm sure you will.
He'll be all like,
you have to get to the bottom of the River Ocean Lake first.
I can go in the water. I proved it. I went to the fucking. I went to the Water Rangers.
You crashed into the Water Rangers.
But I went there. Next. Oh, damn it! Stop. Why do I have so many pictures of these motherfuckers?
Were very proud.
I so was. Oh, stupidity! Stupidity, Shane. Let us view on to stupidity.
Yes, let's move. Slightly to the right.
Like, you feel stupid. This is one of the dumbest fucking moments in Rangers.
If shooting him straight on did not work, what makes you think moving slightly to the right was going to do any better?
I know, and he shot the same fucking area. Like, he doesn't even. Yep. He's like, oh shit, it bounced back. I'll try over here.
You might as well have tried going lazily to the left.
Like, what the fuck did he think was going to happen?
That could have been what got him to lose his job as leader.
Zordon was like, Alpha, Jason, remember that stupid shit.
Jason, you remember that time you fought Tommy and you moved slightly to the right because you thought it would be better? He's leader now.
No shit.
Because that was dumb.
It was so dumb. Next. Yes. Oh, shit, dude. His introduction was awesome. Dude, I fucking love the Gold Ranger. I don't give a shit, dude. I fucking love the Gold Ranger. He's always been my fucking favorite.
And that's fine. Everybody has a favorite Ranger.
My favorite costume, not my favorite character. See, that's another thing, too. Like, I like that Ranger. I don't like Trey. I guess if I had to, but then Trey got all the fucking moves. Like, Jason doesn't get any of the moves. He goes there, gives up half his power, and starts dying.
What? You don't care for Trey of Triforia?
Not really, but maybe if we'd have been given some damn time with him, or maybe if he would have been David, like I'm sure the original intention was.
Or maybe some actual background info on Trey.
Right. We could have got something. Like, I love that Ranger. But I love his aesthetic, look, powers, abilities, and fighting style. I don't necessarily love the people that wore the suit. And if I like Jason. I do like Jason. But he's not like my favorite character. But he does happen to be my favorite Ranger.
Well, here's the thing. They gave you plenty of information about the Gold Ranger. He showed up. He was gold. He had a pyramid. His name is Trey from Triforia. What more do you want?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, what more could I possibly want?
Some personality.
Something. Give me something. Even the original Rangers right off the bat in the first episode got something. He was I'm actually three guys. Okay. When they revealed him, it was a big dick punch, too, because they were like, fucking, we've been talking about what he is. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm this guy. And everybody, every single fucking kid watching this show growing up, literally, we heard each other in our own homes. Everybody released a sigh of, who the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew who the fuck that guy was, because they didn't know who the fuck that guy was.
I know you want him to have a personality, but he didn't stick around long enough to have a personality.
It's true. He was like, I'm three guys and I'm sick. Here, take this wand and I'm leaving.
I'll be back later.
Yeah, then he came back and he's like, give me my shit back. Watch me grow. Kick, kick. All right, I'm out.
Yep.
And then he looked confusingly at Rita and Zed as they danced away on a planet full of ash. That's pretty much his character right there. There's Trey. Next. Oh, stab the ground move. That's an evil move. That's how evil.
Yeah.
It's everybody, an evil psychotic move.
Everybody,
evil guys get this weird move where they stab the ground. Whole bunch of evil dudes have been getting that.
Well, there's actually a backstory behind that. Actually, evil dude in Power Rangers actually hates the ground.
Oh yeah, they hate
the
ground.
They're offended by it. That's why they stab it.
I feel like that's a load of bullshit, but okay.
No. Better than what? But you have a better explanation?
No, can I?
Yes, yes, I do.
All right,
it's simple. Don't view that plot hole. That's how we solve all our problems.
And this was in the Zordon era, so we were allowed to do that.
It's true. Now we're gonna have to come up with another explanation now that we're out of it soon.
Now the next evil guy we see that stabs the ground, we're gonna have to have an actual explanation.
Well, this is what I gave you. They don't like the ground.
They don't like the ground. Next. Oh, this. Oh, this.
What? I don't care what anybody says. That's fucking amazing.
They're celebrating the fact that they have sparkly glitter armor now.
Oh, they so do. Look at the blue. Like, look at Billy. What the
fuck? He's got some fucking moves.
Dude, what? Oh, shit. Now, if Zach would have still been around.
He would have been the best dancer.
Yep.
But that's Adam. So.
Oh, my God. Like, what is... This is hardcore out of context. Like, when the fuck did this happen?
Season 3.
Okay. You are right. I imagine,
he's not wrong.
I imagine you're right. But still, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
once they got the power of ninja, everything went downhill.
Oh, my God. It so looks like it. Next. Dude, I got a lot of these little gifts.
Give me that, bitch.
Oh, he just took her shit. Bitch, you can't use... Let me use...
Well, remember, they're married. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine.
That's true.
Yep.
That does make me...
Don't worry, Shane. Give it a month. You'll have the same problem then.
I know. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine.
That also is a major weakness to these two characters that we never really think about. They're just like Harry Potter wizards. They actually have to have a catalyst to perform magic, or they don't seem to be able to do it. That wand is important. Like, he couldn't just point his fingers and do magic. He had to take her shit.
Right, and they're also like Harry Potter characters. They're super powerful, but they don't do shit.
Had you broke his staff and actually got rid of it, not just turned it back into a snake, is he just useless until he goes and gets a new one?
Well, no, he just takes Rita's.
In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, I think he got Rita a new staff, and it made her more powerful, didn't he?
I thought he upgraded it or something.
That's what I mean. I thought he got her a new staff, and it, like, made her stronger.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's been a while.
Yeah, and then, like, people are saying in the chat that he had that eye laser vision thing, so I guess he can look at people if he wants.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem to be able to do any actual magic without the staff.
He doesn't seem like he does much fighting either.
Right. Although then again, Cyclops has an eye laser thing, but his is much, much more powerful.
Yes.
Because
Romp. Okay, moving on.
It's because he can see with it and blow you up.
Yeah, but his bombs don't actually kill people. They just make them big. Next. Nope, there, yep. That's right. You go back in the water, and you stay your ass there for the rest of Power Rangers history.
Get back in the fiery water!
Get back in the river ocean lake!
You don't talk to Godzilla. I mean, the Dragonzord.
Dude. He does.
Actually, from the thing I just saw, like, probably 10 minutes before jumping on here with you guys, they did the death battle between the Dragon Zord and Mechagodzilla.
Yep.
Do you know who won that?
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Mechagodzilla won.
Mechagodzilla won that fight?
Dude, anything when it comes to the death battles, the Megazord went up against Ultron and lost.
Okay, yeah, it's true. Ultron, it's anything to get people pissed.
No, okay. I will admit, Ultron is like a magic entity god figure that survives black holes. The Megazord is not that.
No, fair enough. I thought he said Voltron and not Ultron. I was like, okay, no, that one makes more sense now.
I did say Voltron.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that still doesn't make sense.
No, because Voltron is like a... Okay, now had they used Daizujin, not the Megazord, it would be different, because Daizujin is a god beast.
True.
And it's ultimate.
Because that's kind of what... Like, Voltron is kind of like this god entity thing. Evidently, it's alive. And it's created from magic, and it can survive black holes, and it's fucking broken. But the Dragon Zord versus Mechagodzilla, that does surprise me. How do they justify that, I wonder?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to have to watch it, because I don't know if I completely agree with that idea.
Well, like I said, well, we said this before, there are times where we agree with their results, and there are times where we don't agree with the results.
Right. And then there are times when they know that said fight could not possibly go that way, and they find a cheap way to say that it went that way just to piss people off, because that'll keep people talking.
Controversy, man.
Yep. Next. Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. Get down with your bad self.
Fuck yes.
You ain't doing it right. You're supposed to do the Carlton. That's how you win dance-offs, damn it.
You can't do the Carlton. Carlton will sue.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, because the judge basically found him saying that's a whole load of bullshit to make more money because he's broke.
Exactly, because he's fucking broke and nobody remembers that motherfucker other than the fact that he was Carlton, so he sued.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he wasn't going to win. Are you fucking kidding me?
All he wanted was his fucking name back out there. That's all he wanted. He's full of bullshit. Nobody gives a fuck about that guy anymore. Nobody has in about 20 fucking years.
And you were overshadowed by Will Smith, so.
No shit. And yes, I do believe that this is right. This is during the White Ranger versus Scorpion shit. This is Bat in the Sun.
Yeah. But JDF, man, he's got some moves.
That's probably not JDF.
Yeah.
More than likely, that's the fucking stunt guy. Next.
Well, I'm going to pretend that it's him.
Kiss my ass.
Next.
Awful pictures. Do him no justice at
now
all.
Now you see where we get why we give you so much shit.
I don't care. He is cool. These pictures do him no justice at all.
Don't care anymore.
Yes.
Well,
that's
Next.
Yes,
let's get off that.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
why'd you go back?
Wait, I didn't go back. This is all new crotch-grabbing White Ranger.
Oh, God. Which is funny, because Shane was doing goofy laughs earlier, and one of them was a fucking Michael Jackson thing.
It's true. Let's move on from this. Next.
Yeah. Who's bad?
Okay.
Jump onto the Dragon Zord head.
That used to be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I remember the fact that he would like jump up onto the head. Like the other guys would jump up and they'd just be in the Megazord. Like there was something so awesome about the fact that he would ride on top of its head or stand off to the side of a building and it had its own battle presence.
Well, hey, sometimes he even went inside the cockpit.
It was very rare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's even more awkward seeing the actual person in the robot costume with an action figure on the head.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pretty
funny
I always laugh at it.
That's cheap shit is what that is.
We just use our imaginations, and we know that that's Tommy, or Burai, if you're watching the Sentai.
So they're saying that was actually JDF dancing, because I need to see him with his helmet off. Because I know for a fact that a good portion of what he does in suit, some of it is him, but I know from reliable sources that he does have guys that are in the suit for him now that do a lot of the spin kicks and flips and shit.
I understand he's not as young as he used to be, but he used to be the master of spin kicks.
Right, but even then, some of that isn't even age. Some of that is so that way then he doesn't fuck anything up for when he goes back and fights in the UFC and shit like that.
You want to tell me there was no stunt double anywhere in the Bat in the Sun? Because I don't know, man. That would really surprise me. Everything I have been told says that while he does a good portion of what he can in the suit, he has stunt guys that are there and body doubles that help to perform certain things. He doesn't have to define JDF in the UFC. JDF has an actual UFC record. It may not necessarily be ultimately recognized, but he does have one.
Not UFC MMA.
Okay, that's to be fair, yes. But I thought he had a debut.
True.
Did he not? Did they cancel that?
No. He didn't join UFC. That was something that CM Punk did. And even that other wrestler, Bobby Lashley, he didn't even go into the UFC, so it was just Brock Lesnar.
Okay, well, I got a lot of people here claiming that it was him 100%, without a doubt, in the suit for all of it. What I have been told is not that. I have been told that he does a lot of it, but yes, he has stunt guys, and yes, he has body doubles that wear those costumes. And just to put it out there, I was told by his son. So, okay. So maybe it is him 80% of the time in the suit, but I think you're giving... The guy's not as young as he was. He's still a badass, but I promise you he's using body doubles, and he's using... Not all the time, no. But I promise you, for some of that shit, it's a different guy in that costume.
Right.
Next. Yep, there's the cannon. The cannon that took tiny little bullet things.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something right now. Pay attention. Look at this picture carefully. The girls are holding it with two hands. It looks like Adam is, fuck you, Rocky, one arm.
Well, you gotta understand, if that cannon goes off, it could hurt his back.
No, only falling out of a 5-foot ring can do that.
Well, this could push him out of a 5-foot ring.
If they were standing in one, but they're not. They're standing in a black background.
Shit. I have something to bring up to you, though.
What's that?
The beginning part is Genesis, and then the end part is boom, bitch!
Dude, I guess that was so
And that's all
good.
I got to say about that cannon.
Dude, that was amazing. You fucking threw the Genesis. That game was bad until I saw you use Genesis as like a nuclear device. Next.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Giant Green Ranger.
Giant Green Ranger.
What up, Burai?
Dude. It does make you wonder, though. Evidently, human bodies can do this giant crap. Like, why have we not just done that? Like, very obviously, as people... As guys in suits, we have beat the monsters. So why isn't, like, especially in something like, say, damn it, a mystic force, something that legitimately is magic, why don't we just grow and beat the monster's ass again?
Well, that's because a mystic force, they weren't allowed to actually throw punches, much like Spider-Man in the 90s cartoon.
I'm gonna
say, not allowed.
I'm gonna say it's bad. Because they need to be able to sell robot toys.
Uh-huh.
And there's that.
There's a part of it is a marketing thing, yes.
Because by now, if the Rangers, look, the Rangers will sometimes beat the ass of the guy as people, and then go up into the Zord and get their asses kicked. And I'm like, well, you were doing just fine when you didn't have a big, bulky robot thing.
Hey, I gotta sell merch, man.
I do. I gotta sell merch. I get it.
Yeah, we've got to sell the Bill with glasses and the special Bill without glasses, and then the Seth with middle finger and the Seth with a cigarette and middle finger, and then we got to sell the Scott and then the future Scott, and then don't view that plot hole.
Next. Oh yeah.
Sure you do.
Dude.
Pretty sure you run something else too.
Dang, man, you can't make. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, see,
dude, they're insinuating. They're insinuating a lot.
I've seen some pictures.
They're insinuating a lot with this chick. You know exactly what her fucking real purpose was in the show.
And a right. Bar helmet.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying, this, you know, being a ranger can be quite stressful, you know?
Oh, I'm sure she can help. Next. Nope. Nope.
Yeah, especially in those pictures I found.
This gif is tiny as shit.
Yeah.
So fucking small.
Way to go, Google.
This is a tiny ranger fight.
That's a simple next, Bill.
Yes, yes it is. Next.
Yep. Oh,
fuck, poke the ground.
More ground.
I'm telling you, it's one of the best moves you can ever use as a bad guy. Now, after this, he can't poke the ground no more. And I don't think it's just because of the loss of the sword, because other guys will poke the ground later, and then they won't lose their weapon, but they won't poke the ground anymore.
Hey, Jason, you know what would have been really cool at this point in time would be move slightly to the right.
Yeah, maybe that one trick that you tried before where you just move over a little bit. I mean, you can see it coming at you.
Yes, you have plenty of time to move lazily to the left or lazily to the right.
But there's a major problem. It's called Dragon Ball Z Syndrome. It didn't work before. Never do it again.
Dude.
Man, I can't. I dodged. I moved to the right. It didn't work. I'm never moving to the right again.
Nope. I'll just take the hit. Next. Oh, shit. Couple of people there, Shane.
One or two at most.
One or two at most. So here's a question that our show is not answering because it's trying to avoid it, I'm sure. The Yellow Ranger has appeared multiple times. Only a couple, but she has appeared. Is that still supposed to be Trini? Because technically, in the actual continuity of the show, we've never been told anything to the contrary. She's still alive.
Yeah, her powers were just copied, so she's... Story-wise, she's still out there until we're told otherwise, just like Zach is.
Because here's the thing. The only person it can be is Trini. Because the other girl, no, Aisha's not here anymore.
She's in the past?
Yeah. Everybody keeps doing that. I have a lot of people that go, no, that's Aisha. It can't be because she switched places with another person and changed the space-time continuum, and that power would have died with her.
Yeah.
Because she had the other coin, and now if she switched places with the other girl, that coin went with her,
could be
and
time.
It is gone. which means there's only one coin left, and that's Trini's coin. Because though it was copied, just like Jason's morpher still works, Trini's morpher would still work.
Same thing with Zax.
Yep.
Possibly.
And I hadn't, I will say this, I haven't considered the idea that maybe the power, because the space-time continuum fucking hiccuped and the two girls switched places, maybe 9 going on 18 got the coin somehow.
Tanya.
So, yeah, now she's the Yellow Ranger.
That can't be possible. I mean, she would have to be the Yellow Zeal Ranger.
But Aisha was never here. Because the space-time continuum fucking hiccuped. Remember, her parents came with her. And everybody just acted like she'd always been there. She just went right to school.
And it's not necessary. It's not necessary. She could still keep her Tanya still could have kept her Mighty Morphin or Morpher. I mean, Adam did. Hell, but, he comes yeah. back later on
but,
in Alpha.
See, that's just
Overdrive.
It. Did we delete Aisha? Was Aisha never the Yellow Ranger? Did Tanya become the Yellow Ranger because we fucked up time?
Possibility.
Because Aisha grew up in the past. She didn't do all this shit. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do what the chat is calling for next. Kick!
Wow.
That's that fucking Luke.
Speaking of fucking up the past, guess where he is?
In the past.
He goes back to the past, which means there's a dagger. No, there's not a dagger or a morpher in the past. I watched it again, and Tommy, like, touches him with the wand and reverts him to normal Tommy and then leaves him there in the past. And I'm guessing all of his shit reverted and went away.
Oh, he loses his Liu Kang kick.
Yeah.
What up?
Liu Kang kicking this big rat.
Yeah, let's move on. Next.
Let's hug and dance.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, goddamn T-Rex arms.
No, I want the Mega Blocks. No, I want the Mega Blocks.
Well, my arms are bigger than yours, so I get them.
Are they? Because
no,
the Tyrannosaurus has bigger arms than he should have, actually.
Well, yeah. To be fair.
The toy does not. The toy has tiny, sad arms. But this costume here, the Tyrannosaurus has long enough arms that they're, like, functional.
Well, the T-Rex did have short, useless arms, so.
Regardless, next. Oh, my hands!
Okay, so listen. After dodging and failing, not dodging and failing, he decided, I'm just going to throw shit.
I'm just going to throw shit.
See what happens when I throw shit. Now, everybody...
By the way, he will never use that move again.
Yep.
Everybody knows that when your hands get hurt in a fight, you have to give up. You are done.
So that's a thing that the Red Ranger can do. He can laser throw his sword.
Yes.
And he will use it on this Green Ranger and fuck his hands up and never do it again.
Hey, watch.
Thankfully, the second Red Ranger didn't pick up this power.
Hey, watch carefully.
Second Red Ranger can't even use the sword.
Yeah.
Hey, pay attention to the sword real quick. Ready?
Okay.
I'm a Sith. Red lightsaber.
I guess. He's
hell
red.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Now, I have could Zach make his axe black energy and throw it? Like,
I'm pretty sure they all could, but...
Right, but only... whatever. We don't really care. We're just talking bullshit now. Next... Yes.
Hmm.
No, not. It's fucking cool. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bitch. You're such a bitch.
Well, welcome
yes,
to the review GIF episode,
dude. I'm noticing all of a sudden everything we're
right.
coming across is GIFs. Next. Oh, there you go. We got off the GIFs just for you to go to this sad motherfucker right here.
Oh, that thing has a sad face.
Which one?
Both.
Dude, the one on the top left, top left corner. That reminds me, there used to be a set of toys that were like these trucks that had like mouths and angry faces. And they, you could remember you would pull the back of them and they would open their mouths and they have like tongues and they bite shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember them.
That reminds me of that dumb toy. It doesn't mean anything. I'm just bringing it up because I had that dumb toy and I remember I used to play the shit out of it.
Next!
I'm done with that shit.
Well, it's only because I keep looking at the clock to make sure that they don't go all fucking robot, and it's like, my alarm's about to go off to say go the fuck to bed, dumbass.
Yeah, technically mine did about an hour ago.
Hello? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I was reading something, but I'm not 100% sure what he's.
I can't read jack shit since my cell phone's at 8%.
Sweet. Next. Well, there you go. There's that toy on the head, just like you were talking about.
Yep.
That's your favorite, right there. That right there.
At least it's not a stupid Disney silver streak on the helmet.
Dang.
Motherfuckers.
I like how you get so mad about that. It's so simple. Next. Yep. I rise from the tub.
Oh my god. I don't think
the water's too hot.
Splish splash, I'm taking a bath.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, somebody should rise out of the tub like that.
Clean.
Next.
Awesome. Oh shit, so dumb. Yes. Dude. I got to admit, I'm noticing something. Like, I see a lot of, I don't know how to explain it. Okay, I've noticed where people either love this or hate this now. And I wasn't aware that there was such a huge divide, but I'm hearing people claim that this signified, like, a downfall in Sentai, and that's one of the reasons it, quote, won't come over here. I think there's a different reason, to be fair. But then I'm also hearing that people love this and that it's one of the better shows. So, like, I'm wondering if the fan base is really divided here.
Right.
I would have to watch it to get a better grasp of it.
Next. Now, I'm hearing that a lot, that the leader was not something a lot of people agreed with. Yeah. Now, because I just read that. And I will say this. Like I said, I only seen about 30 episodes. What I saw, the leader is very childish. But he's supposed to be. It's like a it's like a dumb Sentai about like trains and imagination. Yeah. So I don't know how much I hate that concept. So I don't know. I mean, look, everybody's different. I will say this. I prefer our Rangers when it's serious, not when it's close to being a fucking sad comedy. So there's that. Next.
Right.
Let's move on from – oh, did we just go to the same thing? No.
Yeah. He's cool. Next.
He is cool, damn it. Shut up.
Bill, it's fine. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know why you can't just like things with me.
I do. There are things that I like that you like.
I like
things. I just don't have a fucking hard on for this dude. Now, the Green Ranger, on the other hand, is way cooler.
We're actually thinking about running that episode, the one where we go over the intros and whatnot. There is a discussion on how we can do it.
Yeah, it's on the pile of shit to cover.
Yes.
Right.
Next. Oh, there you go, Shane. That that is when you knew that Lord Zedd was going to be your favorite from this point on.
Yep.
Yep. Right there, man. You were like, oh, man, Zedd. Yes.
I like how these two are... Okay, just by this, it looks like they're having an intimate conversation. And Goldar's in the back like a creeper, like, what are you guys talking about? I'm Goldar. I punch the air when I talk.
I was going to say, they better be careful, because if he starts talking, he'd be stabbing and punching everywhere.
And Zedd, you're stronger than him, but you got your back turned, buddy.
What are you guys talking about? Killing stuff!
By this time, though, that was our Goldar.
Yes.
Because, that was the whole, she put that quote thing on, and then she de-aged or whatever. And
Goldar so with no wings, who I think, it was no wings, but I think it was like later on he lost his, that was something else, never mind.
she took his wings from him, I thought.
Yeah, but then when we stopped using the stock footage, we started using our own Goldar. So that Goldar can talk, which sadly loaned him to a whole bunch of stupid comedy that made him really dumb.
Right.
Next. Dude, yes.
The unofficial, official Sentai.
Yes, dude. These guys are so cool, though, man. Here's the thing. I've only got to see about 15 episodes of this, but I've enjoyed every single one of those episodes. I had a fun time with this.
Love how the fact that their helmets have hair.
This is what's so different about over there and over here, though. I don't know if we can do a comedy Rangers and then move past that. Because one thing that we do is we keep it 100% in it's a broken continuity, yes, but there's a continuity to our Rangers. And all of our Rangers are quote unquote serious, even when they're fucking dumb. And so I don't think we could do a pure comedy series and then recover from it. Like you can in Japan, because Japan is prone to do funny and weird shit, so accepting of it.
I could think
here.
Of one way it could work.
How?
I mean, have it be like a Rangers team made up for a reality show, or a variety reality show.
So they might be able to play the comedy aspect because those guys don't affect the actual heroes at large.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could get behind that. If they did something like that, that would make sense. In fact, it's not that out of the question because we've seen something like that. Like in the comics, there was things like that where there were superhero reality show groups. In fact, one of those groups is primarily, not 100%, but primarily one of the things that caused the Civil War.
Yep.
Because they cornered Nitro, and Nitro was like, all right, motherfucker. He's like, I see that you're dropping your superhero lines, and you got me on camera. Well, guess what? You're in the big leagues now. And he blew himself up.
Next. Yep, and he levels like 3 city blocks, and they're like, no superheroes.
Oh, tiny God. White Ranger.
I can't even take him serious.
He's
all right.
kid.
He's so fucking dinky.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. I kind of want to see this series.
Oh my God, dude, this I love. Like I don't know what I rated these, but as time has gone on, I tend to like these costumes more. And more and more. I think it is such a wasted opportunity that we did not do this show. I think it would have been better to take our, quote, White Ranger, use the powers of thunder, and they could have done transformations where they could have been like Red Ranger or whatever, and lightning would have struck him, and that would have created the vest, and then that would have created the rest of the suit. Because we were using the thunder power at that time. And then we could have used a lot more of their stock footage and done some really cool stuff. and like everything I've seen of these guys, I tend to like their costumes and designs more and more and more. And it would have been nothing to simply put the Red Ranger, put Tommy in red. But I guess we couldn't because Jason was still around at the time, wasn't he?
No.
For a small bit. And then
I'm pretty sure he was when Thunder Powers happened.
I mean, if you want to do this during the Thunder, if not the Ninja time.
No, these are the Thunder guys. That's the range we were using. The Ninja guys are from the Ninja Rangers. These guys are very much, this is where the Thunder Megazord came from, is their show.
Yep.
So if they would have done the Thunder Powers, Jason would have got struck by a lightning bolt and he would have turned into that red guy.
Yep.
And the powers are fairly the same, the looks are fairly the same, except for the Black Ranger would have became a green guy. And then the White Ranger would have been our only problem because by what I'm looking at right here, you could not have told me Tommy is in that costume and that Kimberly towers over him.
Yep.
It would have had to been like an early version of Justin.
Right. Yeah. Which then leads to the question, because you know they're not about to give up Jason David Frank because he was too freaking important at the time. People were all about him, and that was one of the things that were drawing people into the show. So you couldn't have taken him out of the show. You would have had to have dropped somebody from the show.
Or I got an idea.
Okay.
Somehow, Tommy's white powers have a side effect where it shrinks him down to a kid.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not 100% on board, but I'm willing to accept it for one reason. Obviously, whatever these things are, they change you on a physical level. Because very obviously when Justin transforms, he's not a little kid, but he still sounds the exact same, which leads us to believe that whatever's going on, his augmentation changes him. So I could get behind the idea that that Tommy's figure somehow changes. And maybe they could have even went into something like when he turns into the White Ranger, he could have been like, whoa, wait a second. And like Kimberly could have even been like, what happened? You're small. And he was like, I don't know. And Zordon could have easily said some dumb shit like, it's a side effect of the transformation. Like, they could have passed it off. They could have made some bullshit and we could have just shot the Green Ranger with a lightning bolt and he could have become that White Ranger. And it probably would have worked. I don't like the idea because I don't like Tommy being like small, but I could see that they could get away with it maybe. Yeah, let's move on from this. Next. Dude, yes. Fucking Son Vulcan. These guys were awesome. Okay? Truth be told, I think I've seen all of two episodes and that is it. Otherwise, I've just seen some clips.
Oh, these are the Ascot Rangers.
Yes. And to be fair, there were a couple of those. The Ascot thing was a thing for a while.
Yeah.
Next. That's fucking Leo Pardon.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's who that, yeah. Dude, yes. Dude, I love the fact that Leo Pardon is one of the most broken. I've heard this. I've heard this multiple times now, so I'm assuming this is real. I heard that Leo Pardon is one of the most broken robots in the history of the show because they lost it. So they just basically had to go straight to the kill move in almost every fight. So a lot of it, I guess, is like Spider-Man calls it, it comes out, does the finishing move, and goes away.
Nice.
I don't know. I've never been told exactly what happened, but from what I've been told, they lost it or something, and then they couldn't film with it because they lost parts of it or something. And so then instead they were just like, fuck it, he's super strong. And so they just used the same stock footage over and over again, which I was confused because when I was watching the Toei Spider-Man, he really does. He just comes out. He's like, oh, Leo Pardon. And it comes out. It's like, brrr, death move. Brrr, and just flies away like, fuck that guy. And I was like, what the shit? Like, why does it never fight?
That still makes me wish for a fucking Into the Spider-Verse 2. That way then they can actually bring this motherfucker in.
No, actually, there was a Spider-Verse 2 in the actual comics. And Dr. Octopus, who was at the time the Superior Spider-Man, he goes to that world, the universe with this Ranger, and he gets in there and like he's fucking fighting this monster and everything. He's like, just use the sword, just use the death move, and he's like, I can't just do that. There's no honor in just using the death move. And he's like, really? He's like, listen. You're gonna fight this monster, wreck into buildings, tear shit down, destroy property, raise taxes, and possibly get people killed. But right now, you could just use the sword, and we could be done here. And he's like, well, that does make sense. Maybe I should just do all my fights like that. And then he does the thing, and the Leo Pardon is like, bam, and kills the monster. And he's like, good, now let's get out of here. And if you take that into canon, Dr. Octopus basically told him, just kill the fucking guy. And from that point on in the show, Japanese Spider-Man was like, come out here and kill this guy.
Right.
And that's why it was so broken. Next. Oh, there we go.
Hell yeah.
So I've heard nobody complain about the redesign of this White Ranger. That it has shoulder pads and its belt is different and a couple of things like that. Nobody's complained about it, but boy, people threw a fit about some of the other guys. But now it seems like it's becoming more okay. Like, I'm noticing they changed the Pink Ranger and like those extras, different suits are starting to come out and whatnot. No, his shoulder pads weren't always like that. That shield is thicker, and he never had knee pads, and those boots are not the same.
Right.
Next.
Nope, more dance-off.
Yep, yeah, well, somehow we ended up in a Rangers dance-off. I think the gold won, so we'll just go ahead and move on. Next. There you go, Shane.
By the power of evil!
No, by the power of Oz.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, their staves say Oz. In fact, who was it? Somebody pointed that out to me, and I can't remember. I thought for sure somebody pointed that out to me once. And then it kind of made me be like, huh. Because it made me wonder if that was somehow intentional.
Right.
I doubt it was. I think it's just a happy coincidence, but like...
Right.
It's definitely one of those things that after I noticed it, I was like, that's almost too good to be true.
Once seen can't be unseen.
Yeah.
Wicked Witch with a Tin Man or something like that.
Bloody Next. Tin Man.
I don't know where writers are in this. I would have to find a whole other thing. We're just hanging out right now, man. I know our groups. Our viewers very much like Rangers or Riders, and they like one over the other. They might like both. I get it. I don't know how big this is. I know there are Riders in here, but I have this folder is like 9,000 pictures or something. We're not getting through it tonight. Jesus, we're just hanging out.
Right.
That's all we're doing is just hanging out, and then we'll skip out of here. And this is just to say, hey. The show is live now. We can have these conversations and we can actually have the audience right there in the chat, and it doesn't affect our show. We're still doing the same show. We say next, a new picture comes up, and of course it had to be Wagon.
Yep.
Becoming the first victims in a gruesome fashion.
You know what? I'm willing to fall on this grenade. Everybody clear out. I got it.
Yeah, same here.
Next.
I don't know. Would have made for a better bachelor party. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Next.
Look, you can only play Mario Party so many times before.
There's that fucking tooth thing, isn't it?
Timmy the Tooth.
Timmy the Tooth Cloud. Yeah. Oh my god. Dude, there's some stuff that we miss out on that I'm okay with. I don't need weird brown Yoda, and I don't need Timmy the Tooth Cloud. Like, I don't need it. I'm more than happy fucking without it.
No, this team wouldn't be complete without him. He's an essential team.
Yeah, sure. Next.
Cooler than the Gold Ranger.
What, bitch?
I said nothing, man.
That's right. You said nothing. That's exactly what you said. Now look at these dragon shields, and which one would you buy? Legitimate question. These are four different makers.
I think I would buy the third one.
I would either go to the third or fourth, considering the color is a lot smaller.
So far, King Ranger seems to be the best shield. Because King Ranger and Maniac have gotten votes, but King Ranger's gotten two votes.
Sadly, that's one of those things where it's like you would have to try it on first. Because in terms of design, Aniki's I actually do like a little bit more than the others, just from the way that it looks. Like, it looks more like it actually is from the show, but in terms of, like, actually wearing it, just going off of a photo, yeah, I'm with them. I'd probably go King Ranger, probably.
Now, in these photos, and photos aren't necessarily the best reference, but this is what we got. Now, I think the color is kind of funny on Jeitoku and Maniac 221.
Right.
I actually like the color more, that heavy gold on King Ranger, and I think that's Aniki. But here's the big difference between the two that I see. Aniki has neck. It goes up a bit. It's got like a neck, where King Ranger has less neck. I actually think that Aniki has longer straps too. Now that could, those, maybe those are adjustable, to be fair. So I don't know if that's fair, but it seems like the diamond's a little bit bigger on Aniki. So I think I'm with you guys on King Ranger, but like you said, honestly, I'd have to try it on. But I just figured since the picture came up, we'd take a shot. Next. There you go. Wait a second. Is that? No. Okay. Nope. It's just an illusion. For a second, I thought that the T-Rex was eating the pterodactyl. I was about to be like, how did none of us notice that? But that's not what's happening.
Nom.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome. Yeah. But no, I don't think that's what's happening here. Just gonna go out on a limb and say that's not happening in this picture. Next. Oh shit! Just finished these guys.
Right.
Beige.
And you know what?
Beige.
I'm happy to have finished these guys. I'm happy to be done with them, honestly. The next series review, to be fair, we had to talk about it. We actually do have another thing we have to go back to. We need to go back to
the movie.
The movie, yes.
The movie. Thank you.
We have to watch that movie again because we have to hold that movie up to the same scrutiny that we hold every other fucking project. Then when we're done, because I want to finish the robots. Then after we finish the robots, we have to watch. How about this? We'll finish the robots, then we'll knock out a couple writers, then we'll hit the movie. Does that sound good?
Works for me.
Yeah.
because I'd like to get us back on track with the writers as well. But the robots, there's three fucking robots left and we could be done, guys. I want to knock something off the list. So robots first. No more fucking robots.
Until next year when we have more robots.
That's true. That's going to be a thing.
Yep.
Yeah, but you can keep up with it then.
Exactly. Then we'll be current, much like the fucking costumes.
Yes. So we will finish robots. We will do a couple of writers. We will watch the show. And then we'll do a writer or two while we prep for the next series, which will be the galaxy, the Lost Galaxy. I just said I'm going to do writers. Damn, Ronan. Next. Fucking cannon. Take that.
Okay, I don't care, man. The Red Ranger's barely holding that thing. Everyone else,
so's Green. Everybody else is holding it, but now Green isn't.
He's like, the thing's heavy, dude. He's like, I'm
Yeah, the Green just kind of has his hand under it, like, yeah, I got it. Just fucking shoot the gun. And the girls are like, yeah, we're going to hold this up.
Can you guys handle it?
They literally have the most dangerous position on the cannon. Because if somebody decides, oh, fuck, they're shooting a cannon and shoots the cannon, the girls are going down.
Mm-hmm.
While the leader...
They're also not in a position to dodge. The leader, the Green and the Blue, can literally be like, oh, shit, they're shooting at the cannon. And drop all the weight on the girls.
Right.
Fucking roll to the right or whatever.
Well, that's also the other problem, too, is the girls are literally just propping it up. So if they prop it up too high, now the cannon goes back and smacks the Red in the face, and they gotta, oh, fuck our leader, run.
Those are gentlemen.
And the leader's handle is dumb. Like, it's so
dumb. Right.
But then again, this all comes down to the fact that they want a shot with a cannon where all the members of the team are using the cannon. So they make these big, dumb death rays, and then they have to find a way to put everybody on the death ray, which is literally ridiculous.
His right hand's kind of reaching under it to find the trigger. It's like, where the fuck is that damn trigger?
No shit. Whatever.
And then I fired and I missed. So I fired and I missed again. And then I missed again. So I fired and I missed again. That's the third time I missed.
Next. Dude, yes. Fucking yes.
Look at the Green Ranger. What the hell? What is up with Green doing weird shit?
The Green Ranger is goofy, man. He really is. Next.
Captain Marvelous.
Yeah, remember when people thought this was going to be a thing?
Right.
I didn't fall for it.
In a way, this did become a thing.
Okay, I did fall for it, but that's not the point.
But not in the way people thought it was going to. But this did become a thing. We do have a Power Rangers fighting game now. One thing I could say about the fighting game... I wish there were actual Megazord fights.
And more Megazords.
Or at least more Megazords. Yes, right now there's three. And one of them's not a Megazord, it's just a giant Goldar.
Yep.
Does anybody know what's coming out next? Because right now we got Jennifer, we got Lord Zedd, we got the Gold Ranger... Those are the only three DLC characters to be added, aside from the free guys that came out, right? Because the free guys were the Xenomorph, the girl from Mystic Force, right?
And wasn't Trini in the suit one of them?
Trini was free.
Yeah, she was free. You said girl from Mystic Force, and I was thinking, what? I was like, oh, no, you're talking about the White Ranger, yeah.
Does anybody know what the next person being added is? I don't. Yeah. I don't even have a clue, actually.
I haven't seen anything lately, so...
I beat the storyline, and it also didn't really give me any clues. I think maybe I saw a character. I thought I saw the Red Ranger, the Red Samurai Ranger, the girl. I thought I saw her. but I can't remember. I thought for sure I seen her in a cutscene, but maybe I didn't. Anyways, this did kind of become a thing. Next. Oh, shit. Looks like it's time for a gold rush. Next.
Very impressive.
It is, damn it. You shut up.
That dude is super impressive.
Okay, fine. You know what? You don't like my gold range? Here's these paintball costumes.
I fucking hate you. No, I fucking hate you. These costumes are fucking fuck that. Fuck those costumes in that fucking movie.
Oh, but man.
Oh, no, I mean, I didn't mind the White Rangers in this one, but
I felt like these should have been the armor. I feel like the Saban production team should have bought these fucking costumes from the Fox production and used them, because why not? Saban was already buying monster costumes and shit like that from Japan, so why not buy something that's literally right here? And these could have been the metal costumes instead of fucking glitter. Glitter is so dumb. Not that these are the best costumes ever, but they're more armor than glitter. Next. Here's some Nick HD explosion.
Yep.
Shane, why wouldn't they transform? Does it explode, man?
They actually explained that.
I know. There's actually one guy that finally was like, has anybody noticed that when we change, there's big explosion?
Yeah, like, it's from RPM. The Green Ranger asks, basically says, when we morph, there's always an explosion. Why is that? And Dr. K, I believe, explains that it's just a release of energy.
Okay, Ronan here is like, the costumes were okay, but the coins on the chest sucked. You know what's funny about that is that because the toys had the fucking coins on the chest, and not just the movie toys, the toys had the coins on the chest. I've had a lot of people that get into our show or figure out what I do. And like, okay, even my boss at work one day literally said to me word for word, he said, so you like do all this Ranger stuff, like very much like a condescending, like, yeah, you're still fucking 5 years old, right? So anyways, I told him, yeah, that's what I do on the side. And he says, okay. He says, so they changed the Power Ranger costumes because my kid is watching it now. And I was like, yeah, they changed them about fucking 30 times. What of it?
Right.
And he was like, well, like, they no longer have the coins on their chest. And I'm like, oh, you fucking normie. I was like, everybody's a goddamn normie.
Yep.
Next. Yeah, because I get people that ask me questions like that, like, what happened to the coins? There used to be coins on their chests. And I was like, that was the fucking toy you played with. It's not.
Yeah, exactly. That's like when I get pissed off when people are like, fucking Mighty Number 9 is a terrible game. It's nothing like Mega Man. I'm like, no, that's the problem. It's exactly like Mega Man. You fuckers wanted Mega Man X. They're two different fucking characters.
Yeah, they are. And the games, while being near similar, have some massive differences once you get in to playing Mega Man. If you play Mega Man, there's things you have and things you don't have. When you play X, there are things you have and there are things you don't have.
Yep. But casual fucking plebs don't know that difference because they're just, well, I just played the game. Then you didn't get into the lore. You don't know what you're talking about. Same thing here.
Next. Oh, shit. Look at that. It's the only guy I cared for in that costume. But I will say this. I really did like the guy in the Sentai. He's pretty cool. To be fair, though, we didn't get him. So
right.
This is what I got. I guess that makes Jason my favorite Ranger, but really, sure, why not? He's not. Character-wise, he's really not, but he is my favorite Ranger. Next. pretty sweet. Don't hate
better
it.
Better Andrew.
Oh, better. Oh my God, you are such a bitch. Such a bitch. I wish. You know what? I hope that Bat in the Sun or fucking Superpower. Well, that's the same thing, actually. Bat in the Sun is Superpower. I hope that they fucking do a match between the green and the gold. I really do. But then I guess I don't.
Yep,
because
when green
there's
wins,
a lot of fucking
people
are going to suck JDF's dick, and he's going to automatically fucking win that fight, whether he should or not.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue.
That's a popularity contest.
Go ahead.
I think the only way they would try something like that would be the Zio Black Gold Ranger against Bruce Lee.
You know, there wasn't Superpower Beatdown. Isn't it a voting thing?
Mm-hmm.
And usually they have like a second thing that they put out, like in case the other guy won, because they film both of them, and then they usually wait for the result for which one they're releasing. Because it is an actual popularity costume contest, if I'm not mistaken. That's how that legitimately works.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like JDF, there's no way around it, he would win. He would win hands down, regardless of whether or not he should. And you're fine to argue whichever one you like, to be fair, because that's fine. Look, some guys like the Gold Ranger, some guys like the green, some guys like the white. To be fair, there are some guys that just like the plain Red Ranger, and that's the guy they would vote for. You get that all the time. But I do wonder if I was to put this on the Facebook, I wonder who would win. If I put green versus gold on the Facebook, who wins that fight in our group? Because I know your ass is going to get on there and green, which is fine. You could vote for whoever you want in your popularity contest. But if we had to break it down, I wonder who would win.
Bill, if you did something like that, make sure you only put down where each person can only do one vote instead of putting down both votes.
Yeah, I would have to restrict it to, yes, you're absolutely right. Because if I just allow him to pick multiple people, that's a problem too. Anyways, next. I am curious now, though, if I should actually do that. It's nothing wrong with doing it. It's fun. Something to argue about in the next show anyway.
Right.
Okay, that's enough of him. Next. We've already seen this too, so I must add two of these images. Next. Oh, look. I like having two of these, though, to be fair. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Next. Now we're getting into stuff we haven't seen.
Yep.
Hold on. Let me see that picture.
What picture?
Oh, I was hoping they put the bounty on him.
No, there's no bounty. It's just wanted dead or alive. That would be cool, though. I feel like these are... These are the same kind of thing that we see with, like, a One Piece, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of popularity... All right, we have people already talking about it in here, whether or not they think gold or not. I feel we should put it up. I don't see if we'd lose anything by doing it. Why the fuck not?
I think you're right. It's just for fun.
Right.
You know, everybody has their preference. You know, I'm a Green Ranger. That's my favorite ranger of all time.
So you'll vote green, and I'm fine.
I'm gonna vote green. You like the Gold Ranger. To be honest with you, I actually like the Gold Ranger. I just love giving you shit.
I know. Next. Ah, you open Windows Explorer. It's time to fuck up your computer.
Now that I'm free, it is time to take over the first planet I see. Convenient.
Oh, and that's for, convenient. He didn't really throw me very far.
I could have sworn he threw me in like deep space. Yeah. Dumbass, why'd you throw me on your fucking moon?
He was like, she'll never get out of there, Alpha. Fuck it.
Well, what if she does? Don't worry about it.
I have things to do. in another dimension.
Damn it, Zordon, you can't keep using that.
Yeah, well, speaking of convenience, I would say we do like maybe five more and then end this.
Next. Oh, that's a good one right there. Broken. That is the best fucking image.
We can't open this file.
Best image of the night. That just fucking won the entire Sentai review tonight. Best image ever.
Rated out of a 10, I give it a 10.
Wait, I'm going to give it the super. It gets a 30.
I think we just found our replacement for the Zordon quote.
Oh, shit.
Instead of, we can't open this file, it's like, we can't view this plot hole.
Right.
Okay, Ronan says 10. We'll run 10 more picks. This was one. Next. Here's two.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, more gold. Next. Mm-hmm. There's three. God. That's when Jason was surrounded by the putties and the fucking, the cogs and shit. No, it wasn't putties. It was the
cogs.
Tengus, wasn't it?
Cogs.
It was the cogs and the Tengus, because weren't they fighting?
No, it's
over
cogs, because I see a cog in the back, yeah.
Right, but they were fighting over him. I tend to remember that's when he was surrounded.
Yeah, it was Zed and Rita facing off against the cogs, sure. And.
Yeah, the Machine Empire stuff.
Next.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Shit is going down, Shane.
Okay, Billy is really overselling this shit.
Well, look at Zach.
He's like,
Zach is having a fucking seizure
over there.
He should
be. They're killing the damn turtle.
Next. Yeah.
And John.
Next. Number oh my one. God, Shane, what the fuck did you do?
I told you to put on your
He is not fucking around. You wear your shit for safety.
Dude, that is amazing, by the way. That's the best picture I've seen so far.
Right?
Oh yep. My God, what the fuck?
Love
Next.
It.
Next. Oh man, that was awesome. Hey, look. More of those guys.
Shit.
More shit. Next. Oh my God. Next. Nope. There's epic kicking, Shane. And first off, that putty's dumb. And I guess just kicking the Z isn't enough to do actual death damage, because he kicks the fuck out of that Z. And that guy's not exploding.
No.
That putty's dumb.
He's really dumb.
Why would you just stand back up and
do
it? Next. Okay, there's one pick. And it's ninjas. Next.
Running.
Dude, it so is.
Right.
It's cool, I guess.
There's really nothing to talk about here. Next.
No, they're running. They're literally running.
They're fucking running. These guys are cool, and had I known back when we first reviewed these guys, they would have gotten a bit of a higher score because the symbols on their chest, when they're all put together, that's the symbol on their helmet.
Yeah.
We
right.
didn't know that back yep. when we very first reviewed it.
Yeah, but if we would know stuff before we got through it, that would have been not exactly
yes.
how we do it.
Yeah, because it alters our perception when we know something about them, which you've seen, like when we fucking reviewed the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers stuff, we were mm-hmm. like, oh, that's five, moving on. Like,
right.
But these guys would have gotten better if we would have noticed that. But that's a pretty tough detail. That had to be pointed out to me.
Right.
It is super fucking
right.
clever, though.
It is.
Next.
I like it.
Oh, that's fucking sick. I don't know what it's from, but it's fucking sick. And it's
yep.
definitely Jason, because
awesome.
Rocky can't use that sword.
And Rocky,
right.
and Rocky's not that cool.
Right.
I hate to hate him so much. I kind of actually do, because I really don't feel like it was his fault.
I prefer him as the Blue Zeo Ranger.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
Even then,
yeah.
And even then, I think he was my least favorite character.
Well, because the writers were shitting on him all the time. Like, we even pointed it out. We were like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, they would give obvious things that he should have done to, like, Tommy because leader, I guess.
Yep. You. That's how it works.
Next. Oh, that's fucking sweet. They don't look like that.
Right.
No, they do not.
Right. But technically, I think we've been done because you said 10 more photos, like five photos ago.
That was five.
I agreed.
I agreed with Ronan. It have to be pictures. Well, that was five.
Ah, okay, next. Fair enough.
Fucking. Why do you? You know, he's not the only guy that did that, where they would like hold the sword and he'd be like, "Okay, dumbass," and then he just cut.
And then he just fucking cuts down, and it's like, "Oh my god, that was so stupid."
Yeah,
right.
The dragon sword is like, "Ha ha ha! Oh fuck!"
I forgot that he could do that.
Next. It's fucking Black Ranger Dick.
Ah, he's green.
Yeah. It's Bullcock and Dalek legs.
Yeah, it's the Daleks.
Oh my god, so dumb.
That's pretty cool.
To be fair, even if I liked Daleks, those Zords are dumb. They have to be carried into battle by the fucking Taurus. They're so dumb.
Right.
If I was like, all right, sweet, I'm a Power Ranger, and they're like, you get that tower. And I'm like, okay, so I'm like a big gun mech thing that gets called onto the scene like the pyramid. I can stand up and let no. Actually,
no, you're
incapable.
Just a tower.
You're completely incapable of movement unless you have the Green Ranger with you so he can drag your ass into battle.
I feel like I got the short end of the stick.
Yeah, I'm like,
at least you're not the cock.
I feel like I really got fucked here.
I like the lion.
Right.
I do like the lion.
Yeah.
That's one of those my
to be
favorite.
Fair, these are not awful Zords. They, the aesthetic of it works for the actual Megazords.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the stupid cannon things, but the rest was real solid. It was a decent. Yep.
Yeah.
Next. Yep. Nope. That's it. Green Ranger talking shit. Next.
That's
okay.
Okay.
Next.
Okay.
More running. Fucking. But I guess every team did this, to be fair.
Yeah. Run. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And they still do it today, too. Fucking run.
Right.
Run towards the camera.
Oh, shit. There he is. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Oh, I remember this. When we were trying to figure out what they were or whatever, and then, yeah.
Right.
Blue, yeah, because we couldn't figure
Buster,
out.
Red, yeah. Buster, Stag Buster.
Why is he? Is he Beat Buster? Buster? Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Beat, like.
Because he was a beetle, like a rhinoceros beetle, and the other one was a stag beetle.
That's right. Okay. Yep. Now that you just said that, yeah. But then why isn't he a color? Why is he red and he's blue and she's yellow and then this guy is beet and stag?
Well, he's silver. The stag, I think, is silver.
Which is fine.
Yeah, the other one is gold.
Why is he not Silver Buster? You get the there's an inconsistency here.
I get it. They should have said Silver Buster, Gold Buster. Then they didn't.
But if memory serves, that's because beet and stag ended up being like extra, like the extra add-on Rangers, because it started off with blue, red, and yellow.
Yeah, this is a three-man team until the others join, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this is finally what we're finally using in our show.
Yep.
And I'm hearing that it's going over very well. I've kind of stayed away from it because I'm trying not, I don't know. I should be watching it. If you want the truth of it this time, normally I would avoid it because we're going to get there and we're going to talk about it. But I actually should be watching it because there's an episode coming up that we have to watch.
Yeah.
And it would be nice to have some kind of background into what's been going on rather than just.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've been avoiding it because all I have is basic cable. So. Go me.
Next. Okay, there's that move. We'll use that right here, and then we'll next, and we'll never fucking use it again.
Oh, unless it's a duplicate.
Dude.
Yep.
Robots.
Oh, I forgot about those damn things.
Like I said, I've yet to watch, so I don't know what the shit these robots are about.
I saw the Beast Morpher figures, and that bunny does carry over.
Yeah.
I don't know about the handlebars chick thing over there.
Oh, yeah, his motorcycle.
Yeah, I don't know if that fully carried over or not, but I saw the rabbit on an action figure thing.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Nope, nope. Yeah.
Yes, I'm number one. I'm number one.
Oh, he
yes,
did.
I'm number one.
Next. Oh, that is a sad final image, is these skinny, super skinny Rangers.
Right.
Fighting. I like the Dragon Zord and the Tyrannosaurus.
Yes. Yes.
But this super is skinny.
This is a really sad final image of the night, but this is your final image of the night, are these sad, small,
skinny
Rangers.
Yep.
Oh, shit. That's so good. Oh. How you gonna demand a next with quality like this, man? Now people are asking for another because this image sucks.
Well, let's go ahead and.
Well, I would give them one more, but again, I have to be up at next. 6 a.m. to be the fuck to war.
I gotta be up at 2 a.m.
That's what I got, guys.
I know.
That's what I got. We gotta kill it off. Sorry that became your last image.
Right.
Oh, man. But there you go. This will become a more normal thing. This is what we're hoping to do. It will be a live show. Let's go ahead and leave the internet here. And that's what it'll be. It'll be a real simple thing. The show will not change at all. It will just be live. We will still show pictures. We will still say next and yada yada. It's going to be real simple. Nothing. Like I said, we're not looking to change anything about the show. We're even still going to be in the same room with mics. So.
Yeah, just not this time around.
Yeah. Now, the next time we do this, we will all be here in the studio and we'll film the show exactly like we always have. It'll just be going out live and you'll have a chance to say what you want to say. Yeah, we'll have a lot better audio next run, a lot better audio, because we'll be on the mics, we'll be on the soundboard, we'll be plugged, it'll work a lot better. But that's been the show. That's what we got this time, guys.
Bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.